Hi, this is Matt Grant. You're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. How are you?
Great, thanks. How are you today?
Good, thank you. You know, I wanted to chat about a recent report released by Dazient, which was founded by former Googlers to offer service to help websites stay malware-free. And they have recently reported that web-based malware infections are on the rise rapidly. Is this something that you've been seeing at ESET as well? And can you tell us a little bit more about the study?
Oh, absolutely. We've been observing a constant increase in web-based malware. And a big part of the reason for this is because, despite Microsoft having a record number of vulnerability patches this month, overall the operating systems are getting harder to exploit. And so if I'm a bad guy and I can exploit a website, then I get a whole bunch of people that I can infect. So there's a growing trend that's continuing to try to compromise legitimate websites.
Right.
And, you know, the Dazient report found that, in fact, most of the malware infections are accomplished by using JavaScript, about 55% of them, and iframes that are injected into legitimate websites in 37% of the cases. So what it means is that just, you know, using legitimate websites in your browsing alone, while it still is important, it isn't going to keep you completely safe. Right. And frequently what happens is when the website is compromised and a user goes there, they're going to be prompted to download something. And unless they deliberately clicked on something to download, they should never accept a download.
Yeah, I guess the report was saying that more than 640,000 websites and about 5.8 million pages are infected with malware. So beyond having up-to-date antivirus software on the computer itself, what is needed when surfing the web? And how can users stay safe?
Well, one of the things we need is for the website operators themselves to be a bit more diligent about their own security. You know, you don't want your website to get hacked by somebody. And what Dazient found was that a lot of the time, nearly 40% of the infected sites were later reinfected. So, you know, the website operators aren't learning their lessons. Personally, I use a product called Sandbox IE, so that if I go to one of these sites and somehow it's able to automatically launch something, it's contained in the sandbox and doesn't affect the rest of my operating system. That's just one of the layers of defense. Of course, I use ESET's Nod32 antivirus, actually the smart security with the firewall and anti-spam as well, but you need to have a good antivirus product and keep it up to date. You need to have a good firewall. So these are all things that users need to do, is some technology and some education. Understand, don't click run that program that you didn't even say that you wanted to download. Also, keep your computer patched. A lot of the time, what happens is the websites are exploited. And what the exploit does is try to exploit a vulnerability on the victim computer. So if your computer isn't patched, you're going to be a victim of a drive-by. If your computer is patched, you might go to that website and nothing bad happens to you because you kept your computer up to date. But that's a lot more than just keeping Windows up to date. You need to keep your third-party applications up to date, your Adobe products, Acrobat and Flash, your Apple products, Safari, QuickTime, iTunes, you know, RealPlayer as well. So that's why I recommend that consumers go to Secunia.com and use their vulnerability inspector. And I recommend that businesses have one of the products out there that checks for vulnerabilities in third-party applications as well, because that's critical in keeping the computers clean.
Now, what about for our small business owner listeners who have websites of their own? How can they make sure that their websites don't become infected and in turn infect visitors to the site?
You know, you really have to have considerable security expertise. And often for a small business, it makes more sense to outsource and have a hosted site with a company that understands web hosting and web security. So, you know, you could probably do 80 to 200 hours on securing your website if you're going to do it yourself. There's a lot that goes into that. But for most small businesses, it makes a lot more sense to let someone else host the website.
Right. So, and I guess then too, it does come down to that hosting company to make sure that they, for the sites they're hosting, do have advanced security and that they're keeping malicious content off those pages.
Exactly. And you do have to understand, you can't eliminate all risk. You can minimize risk. You can manage it, but you can't eliminate it all. And even if a business does everything right, and the web hosting company is overall pretty darn good about security, mistakes do happen sometimes. So there's nothing that's bulletproof, but having someone that knows more about security than you do host your website makes a lot of sense.
Well, Randy, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us today about staying safe online, as well as what business owners can do to keep their website safe. If you have any additional questions for Randy or want to be pointed in the direction of additional websites that can help, feel free to email him at askuset@uset.com. You can also follow him on Twitter @usetresearch. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.